We always like to get guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by the NDP's finance critic and also the MLA for Lethbridge West, Shannon Phillips, joins us right now. I guess, first of all, Shannon, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Kyle.
Well, one thing we know we got coming up in, I believe, a couple of weeks from now is the Alberta legislature will get back underway. We will have a provincial budget coming out fairly early on after that legislature gets back open again. I guess first question I got for you here, Shannon, is with the budget coming up in a couple of weeks here, what are kind of, I guess, some things the NDP would sort of like to see there?
Well, I think the very most important thing that we need to see is action on cost of living and affordability. You know, the first thing that Jason Kenney did, what the UCP did when they came in their budget in 2019, is they introduced this sneaky new way to increase your personal income tax. So your personal income tax loses ground to inflation every year. Now, maybe in 2019 that wasn't such a big deal when inflation was low, but we have all been hearing about how severe inflation is now. So people are going to be paying way more personal income tax. In fact, $850 million more it will be coming in to the province from your personal income tax. And it's a sneaky backdoor way to put more costs on you while they give away billions to already profitable corporations who don't even keep the money here. So that's the first thing. I would love to see some action on cost of insurance that is really hard on families as well. Cost of utility bills. People are opening their utility bills after the cold snaps in November, December now, and they're just about falling off their chairs when they see them because these guys, UCP, took the cap off utility rates that we had put in to keep things affordable for people. So, you know, those are really our top priorities in addition to restoring some respect in our healthcare system. People have both the frontline workers in healthcare, but also people who need healthcare have really gone through a really hard time over the last couple of years, and we need to see some restoration of respect for healthcare around here too.
And you mentioned on sort of the affordability stuff, inflation has made some things a little more pricier, and as you mentioned, things like insurance bills and utility bills have gone up as well. What are, I guess, some things that you think the province should do when it comes to on kind of that sort of affordability aspect there?
Well, the cost of a lot of things is up. When you go into the grocery store, I was reading the other day that the cost of bacon and tomatoes is, up 15%. Well, that's not the UCP's fault, obviously, but you know what is the fact that they took the cap on the increase to your car insurance off. It was one of the first things they did, and now people are paying 30 or 40% more. They're opening their renewals and seeing several hundred dollars more per year that they have to pay to insure their vehicle. The other thing they did was they took the cap off your electricity rate for just ordinary residential and farm consumers, right, and small business consumers. So if you're not on a fixed rate, you've just seen your electricity costs for just the pure electricity piece just go completely bonkers in the last couple of months, and that's putting the squeeze on people. So those are our costs that we have to pay, to keep a vehicle on the road, to keep the lights on. And those pieces that can make life so much easier, and those are government policy decisions, so that when it's time to go to the grocery store and there's some things that maybe government can't do anything about, that they don't hurt as bad. And so, they can take these simple steps to restore some sanity to our bills, which means that when their friends in the insurance industry or their friends in utility companies come to them and say, hey, we don't want to cap these rates for people, it means saying no and standing up for the little guy and for ordinary families. And so far, the UCP hasn't done that. Layer that on top of some pretty incompetent leadership in healthcare, and it adds up to some pretty tough times for Albertans over the last couple of years.
Well, one thing we have seen recently is, commodity prices for different things here in the province have gone up. And, that's, kind of helps out, maybe the provincial treasury a little bit. But when it comes to the, the average Joe, if you will, do you think that there's really, any way that, the province getting some more money from that is really going to, sort of help the, kind of average people in the province?
Well, there is no question, because we're an oil and gas economy, that when the price of oil goes up, it's better for Alberta. It means more jobs. generally, usually. It means certainly that the bottom line for the government is better, and we've already heard the government say that they're going to balance the budget. Well, congratulations to the UCP for doing that. A pylon could balance the budget at this point because the price of oil is so high. The question, I think, for Albertans, particularly up in areas like Peace River, Grand Prairie, and so on, is whether that increased oil price translates to jobs on the ground. And it may in the future. We haven't quite seen it yet. What we have seen is some of these big companies, anyway, benefit from like billions of dollars in tax breaks. Meanwhile, you are paying more out of your income tax, like I said, and not necessarily translating into jobs on the ground. If that happens, that's excellent, and we definitely, you know, welcome that. Because I think that can only be good for ordinary people, for families, for people just trying to get ahead in Alberta, and certainly for people who want young folks to stay in community, right, and build our communities in places like Peace River, High Level, Grand Prairie, et cetera. So I think at the end of the day, we're not seeing that job growth right now. We've also chased out a bunch of investment in various projects. The UCP has, through ending some tax credits and other assistance to growing and smaller industry that didn't benefit from those $1 billion of giveaways. There were things that we could have done over the last couple of years to maybe soften this a bit. And so some of that diversification piece we'll definitely be looking for in the budget as well, because it's not too late to repair some of that damage and put people to work.
Well, one thing we have also seen recently when it comes to, I guess, sort of the buying power of things is, as we go with things getting, more expensive for this, that, or the other thing, and, particularly for those people who you are on, maybe like a, income supports or age, or they're receiving like a child family benefit, seniors benefit, those kinds of things. They don't have as much sort of, I guess, buying power, if you will, because of, all the other costs of things going up. Do you think, would you also like to kind of maybe see some changes sort of happen on kind of those areas to, kind of help people to rely on those things?
Well, you know the sneaky little change to personal income tax that I talked about, where it doesn't change, your income tax doesn't kind of go down as inflation goes up, or at least stay constant. And so now we pay more personal income tax if we have higher inflation. They did the same thing in seniors benefits, child benefits, and other programs for people with disabilities. So their monthly benefits aren't keeping pace with inflation. They just froze them. So every month and year, you are getting less in those benefits. Now, we actually passed a law to make sure that they kept pace with inflation, which, I'll never forget, the UCP voted for at the time. And then at their first available opportunity, they turned around and repealed that law. And, because one of their first acts was to stick it to us all in personal income tax and then follow it up with putting their hands in the pockets of people's seniors benefit and child benefit. So, yeah, they should change that, because it is a sneaky and dishonest way to take money out of people's pockets, people who can't afford it, and turn around and give billions to companies that, large companies that, took the money elsewhere, right? We're not talking about small business here. We're talking about the big multinationals. So, that's we certainly objected to that at the time. And when inflation was lower, it was maybe a smaller amount of money. But, oh, boy, are people noticing it now. As inflation is going up, people are losing now hundreds of dollars a year, if you're an ACE recipient, for example, to that sneaky little change that the UCP brought in. You just can't trust them with our money.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to show that, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Shannon, of course, we are kind of in, sort of the middle of winter time right now. When it comes to, when the weather's kind of cold out there, maybe some snow on the ground, what are, some sort of activities that kind of you do during the winter months?
Well, I have the privilege of representing a riding in Lethbridge, which is about, I think, about 1,000 kilometers south. so from where you are, maybe 800 or 900. It's a fair ways up to Peace River. So I don't have the winter like you folks do. Our snow comes and goes, and there's a little skiff this morning, and it'll be gone by this afternoon. So we can ride our bikes even probably this weekend down in the trails. We certainly go out walking in the same ways that we would in spring or fall. When it gets cold, sometimes we head out to do some cross-country skiing out west of here. The mountains aren't far. They're about an hour. And so we can do that. But we just got a new puppy a couple months ago, well, maybe about 6 weeks ago. And so just little walks around the block and playing with her and teaching her new things has been the priority for the kids. They've been less interested in outdoor activities and more interested in new addition, our new mutt addition to our family.
Definitely sounds like you got a number of things to keep you busy down there. NDP Finance Critic Shannon Phillips, thanks for joining us here today.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.